You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here to talk about one of my favorite winter occasions, solstice. So thanks for being here at Christy Hill and Corley LaForce. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, thanks so much for being here. You are going to be leading, organizing a Wild Heart Dance this winter solstice. What is Wild Heart Dance?
Wild Heart Dance is a dance collective that Christy and I started with our friend Malia McInerney, who no longer lives here.
She started it and left it to you.
Yeah. And we're so happy to be able to continue. And it's a dance. It's free form movement. We draw from the ecstatic dance movement lineage and also from Five Rhythms. And we create a really beautiful space for people to feel safe in, to dance and just be in the body and dance however one feels inspired.
Anything to add, Christy?
She made a great job.
Yeah. Okay. So I know this is something that you guys do on a monthly basis, right? Out at the Yoga Path, or no, Rainforest. Is that where you do the monthly one?
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And this special winter solstice version is taking place at the Yoga Path. So how long have each of you been doing this sort of thing?
Well, just leading and facilitating almost 2 years here in Juneau, but actually dancing and like a conscious dance, free form dance. I've been doing that for several years, you know, 8 or plus 10 years or so.
Yeah, me too. I think I started, I'm so old, like 15 years ago.
No, it just means you guys are experts in this. What should someone expect if they're attending this for the very first time?
Well, I would say that they can expect to have a lot of fun, and it's a sober space. So that's probably one of the pieces that kind of people struggle with, I know, the most, because a lot of times when we go out to dance, it's at a bar or at a party or at a wedding or something where there's, you know, alcohol or substances. And so this is a place where you can just come in, and someone kind of described it one time as like, not exactly a club, but, you know, kind of like a sober club. But it's, really high energy, but also sort of lower, like, emotional kinds of flowy music. And I would say just really kind of conscious and high vibe, like positive music.
I know that it's free form, so you can basically go in and do whatever you want, move however you want. But if somebody comes in and they're just drawing a blank and they don't know what to do with their body, do you offer some guidance?
We usually start with a little bit of facilitated movement, so no moves.
Because
like, I actually can't follow choreography, so I spent most of my life thinking that I couldn't dance until I was introduced to movements like this, where you can just move however way you want to. So in the beginning, Christy and I will either lead together or take turns off and on month by month, kind of facilitating a way for people to arrive in the body. And a lot of it looks like feeling the rhythm in your feet and then bringing the rhythm up into your legs or knees and letting them move around the room the way that they want to. And then also introducing different ways of occupying the body, like different heights or different spaces. And also, if you go in, you draw a blank, you don't have to do anything.
Sometimes
you can just stand there. We do oftentimes invite stillness, and you can also like lay on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not uncommon for people to like lay on the floor for some or all of the dance and just like be in. We really want to facilitate embodiment. And so that can look like however it looks like for you on this particular day.
Will there be anything different or special about the solstice version that you're offering on Saturday?
That's a lovely question.
It is. And, you know, I would say that the space will hopefully feel cozy and bright and sort of inviting this darkness, but also this light. You know, we're kind of celebrating both, right, on the mm-hmm. solstice. And also the potential for intentioning, like creating an intention for you to bring forward through till the spring.
Yeah. I think one of the ways that I've been approaching this dance is thinking of the darkness as the fruitful darkness. So like going into the darkness to find out like what's there, what's hidden inside, and then also to bring light into it and to move into this next phase of the sun and bringing maybe a little bit more warmth into the places that feel a little cold, a little exiled.
And definitely dark.
It's been a dark
fall and winter so far. Yeah. So this really sounds like the perfect way to get into that head space and heart space and start to embrace the darkness, but at the same time, think about welcoming back the light. Solstice Wild Heart Dance is Saturday, December 1st on Winter Solstice at the Yoga Path from 6 to 7 p.m. Thank you both for coming in and talking to me a little bit about this and for sharing the details of the event and for doing what you do. Is there anything else you'd like to add for anybody who might be thinking of coming and is still on the fence?
Come. We're here for you. We want to dance with you, whatever that looks like. And then also, we also dance every second Saturday at Rainforest Yoga from 7 to 8. And our second Saturday dances are always all for women.
Oh, lovely. Oh, yeah, that's nice.
But the solstice dance is all gender. Sorry.
Yes. One other piece for this dance is it's a donation-based dance. So we really want to make this open and available to whomever might be interested. And my last thing that I would say is that, you know, please know that we do know that this might be a new and vulnerable thing for you. And we encourage you to try it anyway. We're really friendly and welcoming people, or hopefully.
I can vouch for that. You're very friendly and welcoming. Christy Hill, Corley LaForce, Wild Heart Dance, thank you so much for coming in and talking with me today.
Happy solstice.
Thank you. You too.